FSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has been targeted with another swatting attempt at her Georgia home.
The Rome Police Department verified the call was a hoax. A man in New York called the Georgia suicide hotline Christmas morning, claiming he had shot his girlfriend at Greene's home and then was going to kill himself. Police say they contacted Greene's security detail to confirm she was indeed safe and there was no emergency. Police also confirmed Greene has been the target of at least 8 swatting attempts in the past. Jason Walker reporting.
A maritime intelligence company says a drone has hit an Israeli-affiliated merchant vessel off the coast of India in the Arabian Sea. The vessel was on its way from Saudi Arabia to India. Also at SRNNews.com, the National Retail Federation says Americans are expected to spend nearly $30 billion on gift cards this holiday. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
Most will be redeemed, but many gift cards wind up forgotten or unused. In a July survey, Bankrate found that 47% of U.S. adults had at least one unused gift card worth an average of $187. That's a total of $23 billion in unspent money. Under federal law, gift cards can't expire for 5 years after they're purchased, but experts say it's wise to use them sooner than that since inflation and inactivity fees can eat away at their value. Jeremy House reporting.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's office says it will pay for hotel rooms to house hundreds of illegal immigrants as more arrive in Chicago. Those in hotels will be moved to a former CVS when the shelter there is completed next month. This is SRN News. There's a new poll about heaven and hell.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans whether they believe in either place. 71% of adults say yes, they do think that heaven exists. 61% believe in hell. Meanwhile, the survey also reveals that more than 1 in 4 respondents are convinced that when people die, they come back. 27% think that reincarnation exists, and that after this life, they'll get another one, and another, and another. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion's expected to remain a major issue in the U.S. in 2024, even though most of the states that were expected to impose restrictions have already done so. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion-related questions have been on the ballot in 7 states, and the pro-abortion side has prevailed in all of them. Legislatures in Maryland and New York have already put abortion amendments on the November 2024 ballot. More on these stories. SRN News. More holiday flight disruptions by Southwest Airlines.
Southwest again has been experiencing hiccups. Just 2% of the airline's flights were canceled Monday, but 12% were delayed, according to the tracking website FlightAware. That's more than 500 Southwest flights that have been impacted on Christmas Day. FlightAware data shows on Saturday and Sunday, Southwest canceled 426 flights and delayed nearly 2,700 flights. A Southwest spokesperson blames the issues on dense fog in Chicago on Saturday and Sunday. Southwest is expecting a full recovery on Tuesday. Last year during the holiday season, Southwest stranded more than 2 million passengers. I'm Mike Hempen.
King Charles III delivers his second Christmas message since becoming monarch, focusing on those who dedicate their time to others. More details at SRNNews.com.